For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son. What a powerful verse. For God so loved the world, He gave His only Son. We can make it even more personal though. For God so loved you. He so loved me that He would willingly give up His Son in order to have us with Him. That is the depth. That is the great, infinite love that we celebrate every time we come to Mass. We celebrate a God who is willing to offer the only begotten Son of the Eternal Father so that you and I can be saved. Because when we look upon the crucifix, just as Jesus said at the beginning of that gospel, just like Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so too must the Son of Man be lifted up. When Moses did that, those who had been bitten by the serpent, when they looked upon the bronze serpent that was lifted up, they were healed. Whenever though we look upon Christ, we see the depth of His love that then motivates us to realize His forgiveness. Because as we heard in that second reading, we were dead in our transgressions. Because of our sinfulness, we had turned away from the Lord. And yet He didn't abandon us. He came to save us. For God so loved you. He so loved me that He gave us His Son. But He continues to do so. Because this very saving act happens continuously every time we come to Mass. This very saving act is what is happening right now in the confessionals as Father Adam and Father Andrew are there. Hearing our sins. So that God may take His loving arms and wrap them around us. So that the very sacrifice of Jesus upon the cross, His precious blood, may pour over us and wash away our sinfulness to bring us back into communion with the God who so loves you, who so loves me. And my brothers and sisters, then, as we celebrate the sacrifice of this Mass, as we offer up the very Son who gives Himself to you and to me, we should be compelled by love to make a grateful response. That's our stewardship way of life. That when we recognize and receive God's gift, the gift especially of His love, it should impel our hearts to be able to say, I want to love You back. I want to abandon my sinfulness. I no longer want to be a gossip. I no longer want to tell those little lies. I no longer want to fight with my own brothers. Something that trips me up quite often. I want to change. And I want to change through the grace of God that loves me. I want to start making a grateful response back to the God who continues to offer Himself. That I want to offer myself then in return. And my brothers and sisters, that's what Lent is all about. Recognizing and receiving God's love in the confessional. Which, by the way, tomorrow night is the parish penance service. Just a little plug. Recognizing and receiving His love in the Eucharist. Recognizing and receiving His love through the sacrament of marriage. Recognizing and receiving His love in the very gifts He gives us each and every day. Because He so loves us that then we want to make that grateful response. That we want to turn from our sinfulness. We want to live according to His grace. We no longer, as He says later on in the gospel, that we don't want to prefer darkness anymore. But rather, we want to live in the truth and come to the light. So that Your works and so that my works may be done for the glory of God. And so, my brothers and sisters, on this Laetare Sunday, this Sunday of rejoicing, we rejoice in how much God loves you and loves me, and is quick to forgive us, quick to offer Himself for us on the altar. And may we make a grateful response in the way we live our life of love for God and one another. Praise be Jesus Christ through His Mother Mary, now and forever. Amen.